it just clicked. I mean, everything clicked, the defense, offensively, you know, the running game. And
it was that 75 yards that you ran in Atlanta during preseason. That convinced me for sure.
And like Joe was running.
I was running right along with you.
Now, did you beat him, Joe?
No. I'd like to say I did, but Stan and Craig, man, during those days, we were looking for help.
Right.
Help, please. And when Franco came and he started doing that, I said, oh, man, we got it done. But when he ran the 75 yards, I said, oh, man, I was so happy.
There were a lot of people, Joe, who said that Franco was the missing piece, that almost everything, of course, 74, some significant players were added, the two wide receivers and Webby and Jack Lambert, but that Franco was the missing ingredient that took you to the next level.
No doubt about it. Well, history tells us before Franco, we had no championships, no playoffs. And when Franco came, we got into the playoffs and we started beating teams that were in the upper echelon in the National Football League. We weren't just the Pittsburgh Steelers, another team on your schedule that you can write a big W. And but it was great. It was really great that year to have Franco carrying the football, and it created a great opportunity for Terry. Terry became, we could see his talent come out too.
Yeah, and in 74, and like especially when they changed the rules about the receiver, touching receivers, Bradshaw really blossomed big time with that. But I do want to say 1972, Stan, maybe you can remember that the defense really started to gel. The defense really started playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, because we started getting optimistic because you were carrying the football, and we knew good things could happen. That is the bottom line. When one phase of the team, they say, well, if the offense is not doing well and the quarterback is not doing well, well, the defense got to pick up the slack. Well, you know, how much slack is it? After a while, you know, the defense starts to play bad. And you can flip that on either side of the ball. That's why the offense, defense, and special teams have to play together. We all support one another. But one bad segment after 3 and 4 games can bring everybody down. And coaches want to say, well, we got to support one another. Well, hell yeah. Do something. You know, that's the way it is.
And once we start believing in ourselves, it was all over. It really was.
Like, confidence.
That set a whole new level. And winning was everything that we wanted to do. I mean, 1972, we started winning. And that just started to grow. I mean, when we started getting more confidence, we were feeling confidence offensively, that we can make things happen, we can make plays happen, and we can score. You know, and as I mentioned, our defense really started to gel, and we just felt that we were, you know, like a good football team. Even though we didn't know how good we really would become or how good we really were at that time, because we were real young. But that year started us to believe, and also, that year was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
You know, I don't know if you remember how much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Two elements I want to ask you both about. Number one was the fact that during this time, you guys played under two sets of rules. You go back-to-back Super Bowl, new set of rules, back-to-back Super Bowl. So, obviously, there was some mischief in play, let's say, and you guys were still able to win despite the fact they virtually changed the game on you. And secondly, during that 70s time period, I was talking about it earlier with Stan, I virtually had a lot of gentlemen who came up and said, you know, those guys, you and Mr. and Joe Green, all right, you guys were what kept these guys going, the steel workers, because the industry was leaving town, and they didn't know whether they were going to be able to feed their family that week, but they got the Steelers on Sunday. They had a period of time to reload and hang on and get Steel Town tough with you guys. They reiterated stories with tears in their eyes about that bonding. Can you do you have any memories of that or speak specifically at all to, you know, knowing these guys that were championing you each and every weekend, though, despite the week, they didn't have a job?
You got a sense of that. Yeah.
Hey, Craig, I'd want to say in 1972, all these fan clubs erupted, right?
Right, yes, they did.
I mean,
right.
Dorella's Gorillas, the Italian Army, Dorbashonka, I mean, all the. There was such a connection with the fans that I think was unseen before. And the Italian Army, I mean, they went above and beyond.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
and,
did.
I mean, and it made so much fun. Not only were we winning, right, playing good football, we were having fun. The fans started to connect. I mean, like, the fans got involved big time with these fan clubs. And just we started winning, they came out in droves. And there was a spirit around here. You know, I'm a rookie, right?
Right.
And I'm saying, why are these fans going so nuts? And then I found out they never won before.
40 years is a long time to wait.
40 years is a long time. And this guy, I keep saying it, I don't want to overdo this, but when Franco came and he started to move the ball on the ground, run the ball, we started to gain confidence. And that's really all our young team needed was confidence. And Chuck used to always say it. He was saying it when you came. You never know when the big play is going to happen for you or against you. So you play to the whistle all the time and believe in one another. And over time, we started to get that. Because we were together long enough, and it had to do with we didn't have free agency. We didn't have that revolving door with players. We were all learning the same thing from the same guy in the same system.
Able to keep the team together.
Able to keep the team
together. No salary cap.
Yeah.
We've got a guy waiting who is being inducted and was a huge part of that Steel Curtain defense. Donnie Schell is going to join us. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
It's
always great to reminisce. Enjoy
Mr.
the
Green,
evening.
Mr. Harris.
Thank you.
Joe Green, Franco Harris, Greg Wolfley, Stan Zavrin. Don't belong in the same sentence. Donnie Schell is going to join us next.
You're listening to SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
When you're ready to steal the spotlight in Los Angeles, Pittsburgh International Airport will get you there. Book today on Southwest.